You're listening to Game Droids. I'm Josh from New Jersey.
And I'm Chris in California.
And Chris is going to start off the show today with some news.
Actually, I do have some stories here. We got, last week we were talking about the, like, the Xbox 720, the PlayStation 4, and all that stuff, right? And, apparently a new story came out saying that it better have a quantum leap in graphics, or they're basically not going to sell any of them.
I don't buy that at all. People are going to pay for it.
Yeah, but like Sony, they were saying, you know, something like they lost like $2.89 billion last year for, you know, or the year when the PlayStation came out. Am I wrong on that? Let me see.
The PlayStation 3?
The PlayStation 3.
They lost a lot of money when it launched at first because it was too expensive. No one bought it.
And that's pretty much it.
I thought you were looking something up.
No, that's the whole story.
I don't know. Look at the Wii, though. It didn't have great graphics, and it outsold everything. Although now no one's buying it anymore, but yeah, it's just, it got so far ahead that they're not going to catch up by the time this generation of systems end.
No, yeah, I totally agree. We were talking about it like last week, and if you got on one here, that go back to last week's show. But basically, what we're saying is that, you know, the games, they look good right now as it is, and if they don't have that quantum leap where people are like, holy shit, I need to go get this, it's not going to sell very well. Like, why am I going to spend $500 or $600 or whatever it is for a new system if that was already...
I have a question, though. What if, let's say the Xbox 720 and the PS4 come out, and they're not way better, they're just a little better, but they're only $299 instead of, like, $600. Do you think that would make a difference?
That would make a difference. I think that would, because, you know, for that marginal gain, $200 isn't, like, going to kill you, you know. Well, most people wouldn't kill you.
Yeah, $300, $299.
Like, even on my budget, you know, and I'm basically broke these days, but even on my budget, I'd be like, okay, well, you know, maybe I won't go out tonight. I'll save, you know, the $30, whatever I'll spend that night. And you do that, you know, 2-3 weekends in a row, or maybe even 5 weekends in a row a month. And, you know, you have enough to buy a new Xbox. You know, but to lay down, you know, $500, $600, no way. I wouldn't do it.
What do you think the next generation, because we didn't really talk about this part last week, but what would they have to do, either the PS4 or really any of the systems, the Xbox or Nintendo, what would they have to do to really wow you at this point with the way graphics are now with this current generation? Like, what would be the next step that would really blow you away?
I think more or less to make it look more like a, in graphics quality, just on graphics alone, would be, for me, to really, really wow me, would be to have it look like, remember the Knights of the Old Republic, the new one, that the multiplayer that just came out?
Yeah.
You know the cutscenes?
I haven't played it, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The cutscenes, the trailers, and... You know, where the two planes crash in and all the Jedis and the Sith, they fight, like, in the temple. And it looks fucking so, you know, super badass.
Yeah.
That quality of graphics, I'd be like, okay, it looks fucking way better. Right? But also, like, it would have to have more features, too. Like, it can't just be this more of the same, but just looks a little bit better. You know?
Yeah, or unless the price is right.
Yeah, well, that and the price is right. But... You know, I'm talking, like, massively multiplayer games, you know, like true MMOs on the consoles would be cool.
I don't like MMOs. Like, that wouldn't sell me on a console.
Well, I mean, not in the classic sense, MMO, but, like, to redefine MMO. Like, okay, like, say, let's say Mass Effect, right? Take Mass Effect. Now, if they had, let's say, 16-player multiplayer, or, like, let's say you're in your little universe, right? And I could join you, and, like, four other people could join you in your little universe, and we could all go through the missions with you. All like, right now, we can't do it. You know, and, you know, one could argue, oh, well, it's because, you know, they could do it, they just haven't built that in the game. I think it's just not technically possible.
Yeah, it'd be too hard?
I think it'd be too hard. Too much strain on the system, too much bandwidth, and all that other crap, but...
They tried it with Fable. Not really tried it. Do you remember the Fable games? You could jump in and play with other people?
Well, that, and, you know, you could see the little glowing orbs everywhere. People walking around, which was kind of cool because it's like, oh, okay, I'm passing somebody right now, but it wasn't to the point where I'm like, I don't feel like there's people in the world with me, you know. And I think Saints Row, right? Remember Saints Row 2?
Yeah.
Play multiplayer, and, you know, we just walk around, do stuff or whatever, play missions. But imagine how cool that would be if it was me, you, and let's say two other people. Just even a four-player.
Yeah, play through,
you know, it. And stuff. But if we were all to, like, throw grenades and start blowing shit up in every single direction,
yeah,
I don't think the system can handle it. I think it'd start, like, glitching out and, like, failing, basically.
So, because you think the game itself is too big to handle right now?
Yeah, well, just, you know, all the physics, all the math that has to go into figuring out, you know, and plus being people, not machines, everything's going to be completely random, you know. So the machine has to be ready for that complete chaos that's going to happen when four people go into there.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, like, these next systems, they should have enough muscle to figure that shit out, you know. So you can have a four-player Saints Row, or four-player, Batman, or four-player, you know, four-player whatever. You know, I'm not saying that every game has to be like that, but just have enough muscle where that is possible.
Yeah.
You can do it. And still look nice.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I don't know. You know, what I would really like to see in the next generation of games is, do you remember the promise of all the Fable games, from Fable 1 to Fable 3?
Yeah.
He made those grand promises where you were going to change how you acted would change and impact the world and this, that, and the other.
I still believe in, like, Fable 2-ish.
Yeah.
Like, before Fable 2 came out, because, you know, somebody mentioned that, like, oh, you know, well, they mentioned it, and then I remembered it. I was like, oh, yeah, he said that this was going to happen and that was going to happen, but never happened.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Fable 2 came out, and everybody was kind of like, all right, let's see what he says and see what actually happens.
Yeah,
and
nothing really happened.
Yeah. And Fable 3, I think, was just not very good.
No, it wasn't. It was the worst of the three, I think.
It was okay. I mean, I would still classify it as a good game. But
it's not a game you had to spend $60 on, though. Like, it's a game you can wait and spend, like, $30 on.
Exactly. No, not even. I would say $15, dude, because that game's so damn short.
Yeah. You can't die, which kind of messes me up. Like, I hate the fact that you just... There's no real tension in the game. I don't feel like, oh my god, I have to get through this.
That, you know, that didn't really bother me too much, and I still felt like there was a challenge, because technically if you die, you just press continue, right, and you start off at your last save point.
No, in that game you don't die, you just get knocked out and you get right up.
No, I know, that's what I'm saying, like, it's the equivalent of that, like, you just
save. Well, no, it's not really the equivalent, because if it were, like, say you're fighting something that's really big, because someone did this, they use, like, the weakest weapon, it's on YouTube, just to get to play through Fable, and just because the big villain or whatever just knocked them down, and they get knocked out, but the villain, when you get up, is still drained as he was, you know, as you fight him.
Well, that's just an exploit people would use, but, you know, who cares? When I was playing that game, and I would fight somebody, and if they were challenging, you know, I would still die, but I still want to progress through the game.
Yeah.
You know.
I want the next generation of games, I want a game like Fable, the way Fable was promised to us when for the first Fable came out.
Yeah.
I don't know if the systems now can handle it. Maybe it's because they can't do everything. You know what I mean? Maybe they're just too slow or whatever. I want one where you actually feel like you are changing the world, or like everything is acting different around you. Fable, all the games in Fable come down to like one, two decisions at the end, and all the rest don't really matter.
Well, Fable promises what Skyrim it kind of is,
yeah.
And but doesn't deliver, like, you know, not, it's not even, I wouldn't even say it's a quarter or even 5% of what Skyrim.
Yeah. If they could make Fable, or any of the Fable games as big as Skyrim, I think Fable would have been better than Skyrim. If Fable 2 were a long 100-hour game, it would have been better than Skyrim. But it was just like, you know, 19 hours.
Skyrim took how many years to make? Like 2-3 years, right?
That's what they need to do with Fable. Take a couple years, make a nice, big, epic, big Fable game.
I do agree with that.
I'll wait. So, you have any other news stories?
Yeah, actually I do. This other one, remember the SOPA Act that was going on? Everybody was making a big stink about it, SOPA. Stop Piracy, whatever it is.
Yeah,
and both among those people going, that's just going to, you know, totally fuck up the internet. I mean, it really is. I mean, you know, sites like Google and Facebook and, like, basically every website known to man that has anything to do with somebody, you know, some idiot post up some pirated stuff on there.
Yeah.
They, you know, they just give that, and then they give all that power to the corporations who even, like, remotely sniff anything that might be copyrighted, they shut the whole thing down.
Yeah.
I mean, it's retarded, right? Well, apparently, video game industry lobbyists spent $1 million pushing for SOPA for it to be legal.
Yeah, trying to push it through.
Yeah. But, you know, when I read this, I was like, okay, but weren't there video game companies saying that against it? So I remember the websites were against it, but I don't know if it was like EA or Activision.
EA is for SOPA.
Okay, so they're actually for SOPA.
Yes.
Okay.
I remember reading an article about EA being for SOPA.
And it's just,
The problem is when you govern the internet by big business, it doesn't really work. You can't have big business dictating to the government, dictating, you know, well, this website has something on there that might be piracy. Take it down. You know what I mean? You're going to have websites, all kinds of websites being pulled down.
Yeah, it would be a total, like, basically blackout, right? There would only be a handful of websites that are up, like CNN.
Well, there would be websites, but, like, say you had a website. Say you bought a website off GoDaddy or whatever, you know, you had your own domain name. You could have the website, but then it'd be like, if you had a user base and a forum, you'd have to hope the people in the forum will never link to anything that's, you know, pirates. You know, say you had, like, a user base, you had, like, 1,000 people that come to your website and leave posts or whatever. And one day someone puts a post on there to Pirate Bay. Though they can complain and your whole website will go down.
Yeah.
And it's like you're tying it down too much. You're giving big business too much power.
They would probably have bots scouring the internet looking for their files.
Yeah.
You know, anything that remotely would say it. And they'd probably have a shut down first, then look at it to make sure that it wasn't.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think I don't like big business. Big business shouldn't have any say in the government, period. That's how I look at it.
What country are you living in?
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, in my mind, that's how it should be.
It totally should be like that. You know, speaking of, like, you know, big businesses, I was online yesterday and I was reading, you know, about the, I don't know if you're following the elections this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there were, like, you know the super PACs, all those super PACs for the people running for office?
Yeah.
But you know what a super PAC is, all right?
No.
Basically, a super PAC is a, like, let's say you're running for president, right?
All
right. You're only allowed to raise, you're only allowed to raise so much money. And it has all through be through public donations from people, you know, who give you cash, right? All right. Now, they passed a law, it's just like you could create these, what they're called, super PACs. And the super PACs, corporations or individuals can give you unlimited amount of money towards your super PAC that's for you.
Basically a bribe.
Yeah. Well, it's not towards you, it's towards these super PACs, which you supposedly have no influence over. They're just helping you win whatever office you're trying to win.
It still sounds like a bribe.
It is. It basically. So, you know, they kind of compared, you know, all the front runners right now, which is Mitt Romney's the front runner. Second place would be Newt Gingrich, and then third place would be Ron Paul, right?
Yeah.
And they kind of compared all the people, those three individuals on, you know, where all their super PAC money's coming from.
Yeah.
And Romney has something like, I don't know, I think it's like close to $90 million in $90 million of money in his super PACs.
Yeah.
From 60 people.
That's a lot of people.
Not really. $90 million for 60 people?
Yeah.
I think 30 of them are corporations, 22 of them... Wait, you know, 30-something of them are corporations, and then, like, 22, I think, are from individuals.
Yeah.
Backing them up. Now, you're basically having 66 people decide who's going to be the next president.
Pretty much.
That's what it is.
That's why I don't vote, because I think it's all just a waste of time.
And to compare that to, like, Gingrich, who basically the same thing, and then Ron Paul, who's his super PAC's actually funded by people.
Yeah.
And not very many corporations or businesses and stuff. If they are, they're not very, like, they're not gigantic businesses.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting, and I was just like, Jesus Christ, you know, it's like, how do they expect it to be fair election if everybody, you know, if everybody doesn't have the same amount of money to play with?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. It's so. Never fair. I don't know. I think they're all bought and sold, so I don't even bother voting. Obama's the same. Obama signed that one bill.
The AA?
He signed a bill, and then afterwards says, I really didn't want to sign that bill. It's like, well, what kind of president are you that signs bills you don't want to sign? Well, you have no backbone? What's wrong with you?
No, he doesn't, dude.
He always says he signs all these bills, and he's like, I really didn't want to sign this. I really didn't like signing that bill. It's like, what are you signing it for, then? You're president. Don't sign a bill if you don't like it.
Exactly. No, but it's so stupid, though, because, like, he's like, he signed it and goes, well, I don't agree with this, and my administration won't do it. And, you know, key word there, my administration won't.
Yeah, the next administration will have no problem.
Or without charges, without formal charges anyways.
Yeah.
So it's basically saying, you know, anybody who they deem an enemy
could be
taken.
Yeah.
Or you're arrested right now for talking about this.
Yeah, or whatever.
Yeah, you're a terrorist.
They could detain you indefinitely, which is kind of...
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. It's so terrible. And then Obama's super PAC already has, I think, $150 million.
Who's?
Obama's.
Obama's going to win again. I mean, the Republicans are intentionally making themselves look stupid so Obama can get put in. You think all these college-educated people, these you know, politicians, don't know what they're doing? They know what they're doing. They want Obama to win again, and he's going to win again. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Because it always boils down to the two. Like, who's better and who's worse?
Yeah. Newt Gingrich is making himself look like an idiot, and people are like, oh, he's an idiot. It's like, no, he's not an idiot. He's intentionally, they want Obama to win.
I think the only person who's actually really running...
Ron Paul?
Ron Paul, yeah.
And he'll never get anywhere.
He's making waves. He's doing something. Like, he almost came in second place last night.
Almost, yeah, exactly.
Las Vegas caucus or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you know what, though? I'm going to vote for Ron Paul. I'm just going to say that. I'm endorsing him. Not that it makes any difference. But I'm going to endorse him. My vote belongs to him. And even if he doesn't get, like, the nomination, I'm going to go in and I'm going to write in his name. Because none of them are going to get my vote.
And,
you know, I'm still going to vote and show that I'm a voter. But they just don't get my vote.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Anyways, let's move on to the next story.
Back to video games.
Back to video games. I know that a little political speak. Mass Effect 3 coming out in March, right? So they're having this demo coming out, and the demo's going to be multiplayer, right? So this first time Mass Effect's going to have multiplayer.
All right. I might buy it if it has multiplayer. If you get it, let me know, and I'll get it. I'll buy it.
Well, I'm going to get Mass Effect 3. I'm just going to get it. Like, there's no question. Those games are too good not to
get. I think
get.
I would like it better if I could play with someone else. Like, I wind up just getting bored playing it.
I don't think it's multiplayer, like, story-wise.
Oh, never mind.
Multiplayer, like,
Deathmatch?
Yes.
I don't know. Mass Effect doesn't really need Deathmatch. I mean, that doesn't really work.
And yeah, I'm imagining it more like a Gears of War, played like Gears of War, you know?
Yeah.
Death stuff. I don't think they're going to have too many, it'd be interesting to see how they're going to try to fit in, like, all the stuff that you could do in single player. You know, like, obviously they can't fit everything in.
Yeah.
You know, are there going to be certain classes that you could do, you know, the little actions, like the Sentinel class and all that, where he does those stupid rush attacks, and, you know, are we going to be seeing that online?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, those, they always try to do this, like, in these types of games. Like, what was that one game? It's not like this game, but it's, they used to have, like, bullet time, right, where you could slow everything down and you could shoot everybody, like, really slow.
The Matrix?
Yeah, not The Matrix. It was like that John Woo game. I forgot what the fuck it was called.
Hard World Horse.
Fuck, I don't know, dude. But they tried to incorporate that into the multiplayer and it just didn't work.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, oh, yeah, well, you see, what we do is we slow everybody else down. And it's like, no, that doesn't...
No, they did that in a couple games.
Yeah, and it's stupid. Like, when you play that, you're like, this is retarded.
I'm slowing down.
Yeah, hopefully they don't do something like that. I can't imagine what they would do. I guess we have to wait till the demo comes out.
Yeah. Are you going to play it?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, the demo?
Yeah, for the silver people, they'll get access to gold for, I guess, the weekend.
And you've been silver for a while?
Huh?
You've been silver for a while?
Actually, I let my account go silver a couple weeks ago. A couple weeks ago. Because I wasn't really playing anything, and I was just like, I don't feel like paying it now. It's one of those things where you're just procrastinating paying it.
Yeah.
And to be honest, like, so far, I haven't really missed it. Like, I don't play Call of Duty. I haven't been playing the Call of Duty. I played the Battlefield when it came out for a while, and then that was, you know, I got over that, and then...
I like Battlefield, but I still have it, but it's... I don't know, it feels like more of the same.
Did you play through the single player?
I got about halfway through it.
Me too. And I kept on saying, oh, I'm going to go back, and I never did.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I did. I don't know, I buy games like that for the online. Like Call of Duty, I hardly ever play the single player on Call of Duty. It's just, I want to play it online.
Exactly.
Speaking of demos, this week they put out the Twisted Metal demo, the new one.
Mm-hmm.
And I downloaded it, and I've been playing it. It's online, and, you know, they give you a couple of levels you can play online. And have you ever played any of the Twisted Metal games before I get started?
No. Well, I played Twisted Metal 2 for PlayStation.
Yeah, well, that's what I want to talk about. This game feels like Twisted Metal 2 with it online. And that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't that one like the best one?
Yeah, this game actually, like the other Twisted Metals, I don't know. Like Twisted Metal 3, and they had Twisted Metal Black, and there's one on the on the portable. And they were all right, but Twisted Metal 2 has something... It's an intangible. I can't really explain. It just made it really good. Like, you know what I mean? Like sometimes like one of the games is just better, and you don't know why.
No, exactly. That was my point on Saints Row 2 versus Saints Row 3.
Yeah,
like Saints Row 2 is
better.
Yeah, I just thought.
Yeah, I mean, it has that old feel, the classic feel of the Twisted Metal, at least so far. You know, from what I've played in the demo, but updated. The graphics look good. The gameplay's good. They even use a couple of the old songs from Twisted Metal, which I like. I thought that was a nice touch.
Gives it that nostalgic...
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been playing it. The online is fun. I mean, this might be a game that I'm going to have to buy. It comes out, I think, on the 14th, February 14th. And I'm just... The demo has swayed me in the direction of I'm going to pick it up. Because I was on the fence about it, because I didn't really like 3 that much. I mean, 3 came out, like, 10 years ago on the PlayStation. And I didn't like Black that much on a PlayStation 2, so I was like, maybe I won't get it, but the demo has definitely pushed me in that direction. It's just fun. It just feels like it feels like Twisted Metal 2 did back in the day.
You think the other Twisted Metals, they weren't made with David Jaffe, right? Or were they?
I have no idea.
Because I know he worked on this latest one. I'm not sure on the other ones. I know he made the first one and the second one.
Yeah, I don't know if he did. I don't think he worked on the PlayStation Portable one.
Hmm.
See, PlayStation, Twisted Metal Black was the first online game for the PlayStation 2. Because the PlayStation 2 wasn't online when it first came out. You had to buy the adapter about a year or so later. And they had a bundle, Twisted Metal Black, with the bundle. And it felt like it just felt like a rushed game just so they could say, look, you know, you can play online now. And it didn't really feel like, it wasn't a very good game.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, so far with the demo, I really enjoy the demo. Like, I wound up playing the demo for like 2-3 hours yesterday online. That's how much fun that was.
You like that guy, Dave Jeffy? Because I can't stand that motherfucker.
See, I don't really pay any attention to who makes what, so I don't really...
every interview I see him in, and every, he's already, like, he made God of War, okay, and he made Twisted Metal. I mean, he made two different franchises that are, like, you know,
popular,
you know, hits,
yeah,
right? And good for him, you know, like, I'm glad he made those. But as a person, he seems like such a fucking pompous asshole, dude.
He might be, but maybe that might be what makes him good at making games, though, who knows?
Probably, but every time I hear him talk, I'm just like, shut the fuck up, dude, like, He just, I don't know. His self opinion is so fucking high. It makes me, and I just have to mention that. I don't know. This guy, he loves cursing.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's like trying. It's like he's trying to be like, yeah, I'm the bad boy. You know, like, I curse when I talk in my interviews because I don't care. You know, like, he has that, I don't know, he just has that aura about him that's just like, shut up, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know enough about him to have an opinion.
Do me a favor, look up some interviews, and you'll know what I'm talking about.
All right, I'll do that right now. No, I'm just kidding. And speaking of live, because we were also talking about live, I have the PlayStation Plus. I pay for it. And I've had live, Xbox Live, so if you want, I can do like a quick comparison of the two.
Dude, please.
I actually like PlayStation Plus better. And here, the thing with Xbox Live is you're basically playing, so you're paying to play online.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can play you know, this, that, and the other. But the PlayStation, I don't need that. Like, I don't need the PlayStation Plus to play online. But every month, they give you free games. Like, they give you free PlayStation 1 games. Like, if you download the game, once you download it, it's yours, as long as you have PlayStation Plus. Last month, they had two Tomb Raider games, the new one. The one that came out a few months ago, that was free. I like the fact that, I mean, yes, it's $50 a year, but I feel like I'm getting more out of it with the PlayStation Plus, with all the freebies that I get. They're not free. I guess I'm paying for them, but you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You don't really get that with the Xbox. You don't get Xbox Live, and they turn around and give you, Xbox One game, you know, every month. I just feel like with all the extra content you get with PlayStation Plus, it's more of a value. Plus, there's the cloud. I can save all my games into the cloud. If my PlayStation ever breaks, I just get another one.
Wait, like your disc PlayStation games?
What do you mean?
Like, let's say I go buy Gran Turismo, right?
All right.
I could put that whole game on a cloud?
No, your saves. Your game saves.
Oh.
So, let's say, tomorrow I wake up, I turn a PlayStation on, and it melts. Everything. My games are saved. All I have to do is log back on another PlayStation, download my saves, and I can play my games again.
Yeah, but you gotta think, I mean, they're charging, because they initially had the service free, right?
What, PlayStation? It is free. It's still free. If you don't want to play for it, you don't need it to play online at all.
To justify for you to spend that $50, so of course they're going to give you,
deals. I'd rather the Xbox, though, be free for online. I'd rather pay $50 a year for Xbox Live, and the only incentive is I get a bunch of free games every month. I'd rather get a bunch of free games than be able to play online. Because you know what I mean? Because I feel like...
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about, because like, you pay the $50 a month on Xbox, right?
Yeah.
And they have that ESPN thing as a plus.
Yeah,
and I don't ever watch it.
No, it's like ESPN 4 soccer. It's like, I don't watch soccer.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a bunch of, like, obscure ESPN things, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bunch of sports that, I mean, no offense to anyone who might listen to this outside of America, but I don't watch squash. Like, I don't have any interest in watching, water polo or anything like that.
No, but then they show, like, college on high school games and shit like that, and it's like, I'm not going to watch that stuff. I mean, at least I have some direct tie to that.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
But, like, the big games, right? Like, the Super Bowl this weekend. They're not going to have it there.
No, but even if they did, everyone has... Who doesn't have an antenna, at least, to watch it? It's on free TV.
Actually, I don't have any antennas in my house.
No, but you have cable, right? Cable television?
No, actually, I don't.
But you do have internet.
Yes, I have internet.
Well, you
do,
obviously, but... We're talking.
I get all my entertainment online.
Yeah, I do most of mine online too. Even Hulu, like I pay for Hulu Plus just to watch it on the PlayStation 3.
You know, there's a way to watch Hulu for free on your.
Oh, I know all that, but you have to put it on your computer, then you have to do this, that, and the other. It's $7 a month. I'll pay it.
I don't know. Well, don't you have a bunch of computers, kid? Don't you have like a little one that you could just?
I have five laptops, a media center, and a computer.
Look up on a laptop. So you just put a little.
Nah, I don't want to.
I want to get one. Those little mini computers that attach to like your, the ones that use the Atom processor.
I could build you one. If you, I could build you one cheaper than what that is and send it out to you.
Really?
Yeah, I built. Did you? I don't know if we should talk about this here, but I'll send you links to my YouTube account where I built one and I recorded it.
with the news and stuff like that, so it's all free range now.
Yeah, but I mean, it's cheaper now than it was back. Like, it cost me $500 back 3 years ago. I could probably build it now for like three.
Well, that's how much they cost, though.
Yeah, but you build your own, you could put a much bigger hard drive in.
I just wanted to use to stream like YouTube and Hulu and stuff like that.
Get a Roku
that.
Box.
A Roku box?
Yeah.
I don't
that
know
does
that.
All that. I don't want to get way off topic, but because I feel like now I'll tell you what it is after the show. If anyone wants to stream a whole lot of content, get a Roku box. You just look it up. ROKU.
Oh, okay.
And we can talk about that after the show. So do you have anything else you want to talk about news-wise?
News-wise, no, I'm pretty much done.
That's it. Soul Calibur 5 came out last week,
I think I'm going to wait till next week until you got it.
No, I mean, are you going to get it? Do you think you have any interest in it?
I'm going to get to my gameplay, bring it in.
Yeah.
I'm not really, I'm not going to go pay $60 for it and get the same game as, because I got 4.
Yeah.
And I don't have the whole collection. I know you have. You collect them all, right?
Yeah, I have every copy, every version of it. Even Soul Blade on the PlayStation.
Awesome. That's pretty awesome. Which had the best intro, by the way, in my opinion.
What, the Soul Blade?
Soul Blade.
Yeah.
Oh, buzz again.
There's the humming sound. I don't know. I kind of like the Dreamcast intro the best.
The Dreamcast one was pretty good. That's when I basically got into it. Like, I played Soul Blade when it came out. I remember playing it at my local Walmart.
Yeah.
First time I ever played it.
Soul Blade? Yeah. Soul Blade was alright for the time, but you go back and play it now, it's like a game feels stiff.
Oh, of course. they always feel more fluid as they get, you know, more installments. They always get better.
Yeah.
But it's funny, though, because, like, I remember playing that the first time, and I always picked Mitsuruki. Like, from then till now, like, he's still my favorite character to play with.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm just a samurai at heart.
Yeah, I picked Valdo for some reason when I first started playing, and he's my favorite.
But this new installment, I know, like, the graphics improved, and of course they always improve the graphics, you know, after every installment.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't look different enough to warrant, like, me to go out and get it, like, right away.
Yeah, I'll probably get it because I have every other one, but I don't feel like a rush to go out and get it right this second.
Yeah.
Especially with the Vita coming out, I can't be buying a Vita, a game for that, and then spending $60 on top of that for Soul Calibur.
And with games like Soul Calibur, you kind of know exactly what you're getting.
Yeah. I figure it'll be the same game a month from now.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere.
It's basically, it's part 4, it's 4.1.
Yeah.
Or, you know, not even that. It's Soul Calibur 2.5.
Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty much been, I mean, they did some things different. Part 3 was the worst Soul Calibur. I don't know if you ever played that.
Yeah, I played that one.
That was the worst. It just came out for the PlayStation 2, and it felt like it was rushed.
But, like, the Dreamcast one was probably the one where when it exploded, I think, in popularity.
Yeah, well, that was one of the games that the Dreamcast featured when it came out.
Yeah, it was a launch title. I remember that's when I got it. Like, I remember because I was super excited about the Dreamcast when it came out. You know, before it came out,
yeah.
You know, got it. Nah, they had it at my local Best Buy like a month ahead of time. And me and my brother went in there and we played. I think it was Ready to Rumble Boxing.
I hated that game.
Oh, the game's so fucking awesome, dude! That one, and we played Sonic Adventure.
Yeah, that was fun.
Like, man, it's so fast. Like, it was hard to keep up with what was going on the screen.
Yeah,
and I just. Basically fell in love with the Dreamcast right then and there. You know, that's love at first play, right?
Yeah.
When I went to go buy it, when I bought it at launch, I was working at the time. I was working at a grocery store, Vons. I don't know if you guys have Vons out there. Vons or Safeway?
I know what Safeway is.
Okay. Well, Vons is Safeway, vice versa. Anyways. So, you know, I was working there at the time, and I think I was, let's see, how old was I? I was 16, 17 years old when that came out, I think. I don't remember. It was 1999.
Yeah, I was 19.
Let me see. So, I had money. Like, this is the first time I ever had, like, money to go out and buy a launch system, you know?
Yeah.
So, I was like, I was so excited. So, I bought the Dreamcast. Bought it at the Walmart. I bought the Dreamcast. I bought Tokyo Extreme Racing, Soul Calibur, Ready to Rumble Boxing, and Sonic Adventure, all at the same time. So, I actually bought a lot of games. You know, at the same exact time. So, you know, and Soul Calibur, as soon as I put that thing in, dude, instant, like, this game's fucking amazing.
Yeah. You've been playing it ever since?
I've been playing it ever since, dude.
It's the only game you have.
Well, I like the Tokyo Extreme Racer. I know we're not talking about Soul Calibur anymore. But Tokyo Extreme Racer was awesome, and then Ready Rumble Boxing.
I never liked that.
You don't like that?
No. I don't want to go too much into the Dreamcast, but I didn't like that.
That game was just pure fun.
It was pure stupid, that's why I don't like it. I thought.
I like real boxing.
Yeah. Fight Night. So, any reviews?
Well, to go back to Soul Calibur 5, you know, like I'm watching it and I'm seeing all like the character creation looks a little bit improved over Soul Calibur 4. So I'm kind of looking forward to that because you know last time I mean I had what like something like 80 characters that I built.
Yeah, I had a couple, a lot.
you had like original characters like Mumbo, which is Obama.
Obama.
Yeah, that guy was. Interesting. I remember when you first said it, I was like, what is that? You're like, oh, it's Obama.
Hello?
I remember I liked doing fun the actual game.
Yeah.
Or was building the characters, getting online, and seeing what everybody else was coming up with. Was the best part for me.
I had all original characters. I didn't copy anything, I don't think. I have the Joker. I had the giant Joker. That hammer.
With the wiffle ball hammer.
Yeah, I had, that was the only thing I kind of made. That was, I guess.
Anywho, okay. So, any other reviews? Probably not. I was gonna try to review Gears of War 3. I mean, even though the game's been out for a couple months already, I still have it. In the Gamefly case, right? So I finally busted open, after last week's show. And I put it in my Xbox, and the darn thing was fucking scratched, dude.
Sucks.
And I was, no, but, so I took it out, I look at the disc, and it looks perfect, dude. And I'm like, what the fuck, why is it not working on the Xbox, right? So I throw it back in there, same fucking thing, right? It starts up, and it just has a picture of Marcus,
and
like a little spinning wheel.
It just sits there?
And it just sits there. And I was like, at first I thought, okay, maybe it's installing. No. And I was like, fuck. And I'm getting kind of I'm mad about it because I've had it for weeks and weeks and weeks already, right? And the only reason I haven't played it is because of Skyrim, right?
Yeah.
So I've had it for weeks and weeks and weeks, so if I send it back to Gamefly, are they going to think I scratched it now?
No, they won't think that. That shit happens all the time.
But you know, after a closer inspection on the disc, I noticed that it had like some kind of blue, murky stuff on the inside rim, which tells me that the person who had it before me scratched the shit out of it, took it to their local GameStop or, you know, Game Crazy. Well, Game Crazy doesn't exist anymore, but and buffed out.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. Because it could get scratched in the mail, how do they know? They put it in that flimsy red package.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? But yeah, I'm still waiting on those other games.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on Batman and Soul Calibur now, and who knows what else. Let's see.
Yeah, right now I'm just waiting for the Vita, and I'm getting Uncharted for it.
Have you played Rage yet?
No. Is any good?
I heard it's really good.
I didn't really think it looked that great. I also played, they have a beta of a game. I'll have to talk about it next week because I can't remember the name of it. I downloaded it for the PlayStation 3. That's another thing that's nice about the Plus. You get to play early betas a lot. Like full games. Even if they're betas, they're full games.
But if you beat them, why? What warrants a purchase now?
Don't tell them that. They don't know that. They don't have to know that.
They have to know that. How can they not...
Mostly it's online games, like the game I downloaded. I just don't remember the name of it.
I remember you were talking about this a little earlier, and I wanted to mention it then, but kind of started moving on a little faster. But the new Tomb Raider. Have you seen that new Tomb Raider?
The game?
The demo, the screenshots, the little cutscenes and stuff from the newest Tomb Raider, the one that the reboot.
No.
It looks
good.
It looks fucking amazing. It got me excited for it. Like, because I remember when it first came out, I think the first time I played it was on Sega Saturn.
Yeah.
And I was like, this game's fucking awesome. Like, I can't. I think it was because it was the first kind of game, first game of its kind.
Yeah.
You know, that adventure had cutscenes, and I remember thinking like, oh man, she's hot because she had big boobs.
Oh, that's why I hated Tomb Raider back in the day.
But yeah, but it was all squarey, you know. Like,
yeah, that's why I hated it.
And I remember, I think it was on, I don't know if it was PlayStation 2. It had to be on PlayStation 2. The Tomb Raider 2, there was a glitch where, like, if you jumped in the pool, like, at a certain angle and at her house, all her clothes would come off, and you would, like, see her butt.
Yeah, I'm sure it was an accidental glitch.
Yeah, I did that, and I remember doing it and going, oh, man, I can't believe I'm looking at it. You know, like, at the thought of, like, oh, man, like, look what I'm looking at, you know?
Yeah.
And, was it that one? And then there was another one where she was going to take a shower or something like that. And they always try to play it off like she's super sexy, but she's all square.
Yeah, that's why I never got into them.
Yeah.
That kind of bothered me.
When it was on the Sega Saturn, and, you know, she was, like, featured in magazines and stuff like that. And I remember telling one of my uncles, I was like, oh, man, you know, I remember mentioning, like, oh, yeah, she's hot, you know, this and that. And he's, like, looking at me and goes, and he looks at me and goes, she's not hot.
She's square.
Why is that hot? Like, why is that? You know, he didn't understand, I guess, the attraction, right?
Yeah.
And now that I think about it, too, I don't understand either. It's actually a little embarrassing talking about it.
Pervert.
But anyways, the new game looks fucking awesome. It reminds me of what do you call it? The one that's on PlayStation. Shit. Drake's Fortune?
Yeah, that's what they're probably going to do with it, is turned into Drake's Fortune.
Which I don't have a problem with.
Have you played? Drake's Fortune's good. I beat the first two.
I haven't played
the third one yet.
I played halfway through the first one at my buddy's house. And that would be the only reason I'd want a PlayStation, is to play that game.
Well, Ratchet & Clank's good. I don't know if you ever played that.
I've played them. I've never really liked them. It's just not my kind of game.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Ratchet & Clank, and then there's Jack, right?
Yeah, God of War.
God of War. What other games are on PlayStation that are worth getting?
God of War. Ratchet & Clank.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you can say the same about PlayStation, Xbox, though. What games are really that great?
Gears of War.
Yeah.
Gears of War, Halo.
I don't agree with Halo. I think Halo's going downhill.
Whatever.
Halo, I don't know. The thing about Halo is it was great when it first came out, and now it just feels like I'm playing, even the updated, newer ones, it feels like they should really change it. They should map the controllers different now. I feel like, you know, Call of Duty has mapped the controllers to perfection for video game first-person shooters.
I totally agree with that.
And it's like Halo doesn't do that. And it's like, I feel all weird playing Halo. It's like,
you know, and it's... Do you think there would be, like, a backlash from, like, Halo purists?
I don't care about the Halo purists. Who cares about them? They're going to buy it anyway. They can
say that. Would be like, well, they're copying Call of Duty now. You know, like, would people have a problem with that? Or do you think it would reinvigorate, like, the Halo?
I think that let people... You can have classic, or you can have, like, they can let you set it both ways, so the people who want to play it that way can play it that way, and people like me...
Unfair, though, because I would think that the Call of Duty way of playing...
Yeah.
Way more accurate.
Well, I like, the thing is, like, you know how Call of Duty, when you look down the sight, you hold the left analog, the left trigger?
Yeah.
And you let it go, and then he drops the gun down?
Mm-hmm.
In Halo, it's like, I hit that, and it gets stuck there, and so I hit it again. And then I have to go into the settings, and then it just looks weird. It pops up and down. I don't know. Wish they would just change it, the controllers. And I just killed the conversation.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You just cut in
you
and
totally
out.
It's killed
kind
it.
Of funny.
You
completely cut out, and then you came back laughing.
That's right.
It was like, I was like, I completely killed the conversation. 30 seconds later, you're laughing. like you just got the joke. That was funny.
Oh, man. Yeah, I gotta play some games so I have something to talk about next week.
Yeah, I'll play a couple more. I mean, play some more Twisted Metal. I might get Soul Calibur. When Evita comes out, well, I'll have a lot to talk about with that in a couple weeks.
Just get Soul Calibur now.
I took the day off from work to get the Vita. That's how much I want to get it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, well, I don't feel like waiting all day, because, like, if I go to work, I don't get out till 3, and if we have overtime, I don't get out till 5 or later, depending on how busy we are. And uh-huh. all day, it'll be like, I just want to get out and get the Vita, and it'll make the whole day drag. So it's like, you know what, I'm just taking the day off.
Just get it out of your system.
Yeah, and I play it, because the whole day, I'll be like, I'll be anxious. I mean, I don't know, I'm like a little kid when it comes to things like getting new electronics. And it's like, hey, you know, I don't feel like sitting there at work. The day will drag. I'll be looking at the clock. I'll be waiting to get out. I'd just rather just take the day off.
I remember I took the day off to go play Halo 3. I took the day off to do that.
Yeah.
And I made the mistake of telling somebody at work. And at the time, I worked at this call center, right?
Yeah.
I was the only guy there, right? It was just me. I was I was a graphic designer for, you know, the auctions I was working for.
Yeah.
And, you know, the rest of it was basically like a marketing call center. And there was like maybe, there's probably like 60 people working there. Yeah. All women. So, you know, and there was this one girl I would talk to all the time. And, you know, I'm talking to her, and like, I was like, oh yeah, I'm taking, you know, I'm going to be off on Tuesday. And then, oh, why are you giving me off on Tuesday? I was like, oh. And I kind of laughed about it. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go buy Halo 3 tonight. And, you know, me and my brother are going to play all day tomorrow. Right? Which was true, but, yeah. You know, I finally kind of said it. And she was like, oh, you know, she kind of laughed about it. The Wednesday when I went in,
yeah,
it's like, Chris, were you playing Halo yesterday? Like, and, like, they just couldn't, believe it. Like, it was almost like, I can't believe you did that.
Yeah, you said that I have to play Halo.
You stay home and play the video game all day, and I was like, what the fuck do you guys do? I was like, I had paid off, and I wanted to take it off, but, you know, what's the deal, you know? I was like, after a while, like, it just got to the point of annoyance. I just like, don't you guys want to take a day off every time you have your fucking period?
You can't say that. You'll lose your job.
I got in trouble for that. Oh, man. Hilarious.
And, I don't know. People take days off for vacations and relaxing and stuff like that. I look at it like, hey, there's something I want to do. I'm taking the day off.
Yeah, so when Mass Effect 2 came out, I did the same thing. Took the day off.
Yeah.
But this time I didn't tell nobody. I was just like, oh, I have some personal business to take care of.
Well, I remember when the Dreamcast came out, that we have a 24-hour Walmart around here. It's been 24 hours for, like, forever, I guess. And I had, this was before I had debit card. This was back in 99, so not everyone had debit cards yet. So I went there, and I had a checking account. And I go there, and Leah's like, she's like, oh, we don't accept checks after 10 o'clock. Because I went there at midnight.
Uh-huh.
And they had like 1,000 of them, or, you know, they had like a big giant thing of them. I mean, I'm going to say I had like 50 of them. And no one thinks to go to Walmart. I was the only one there. I was like, you want to let me write a check? She's like, no, you have to come back at 9 in the morning. So I had to go home, wait that night, come back the next day, and then write a check. And I was pissed.
Because you could have been playing that whole fucking time.
Yeah,
because
you remember back in 99, you couldn't use your debit card, even if I had one, to pay for things.
Yeah.
You're like, you only, they were just rates for Mac machines, and that was it.
Well, no, you know, actually, I had a debit card.
No, I mean, I got one, too, but you couldn't use them in the store. Like, you couldn't swipe it at the register.
Oh,
that
okay.
Didn't come around until a couple years later. Like, you had to go to the ATM. I didn't even have a debit card at all back then. I just had my checking account.
I didn't even think about that. Never think about it. Yeah, it's weird to think, like, that stuff never existed.
Yeah, at one point. Well, you know, I went to write a check, and she's like, oh, after 10 o'clock, we don't accept checks. Because I guess I had that machine where they can just run it and check your account. You've seen those machines where people write a check and they just run it through that machine.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, after 10 o'clock, it goes down, like, wherever they, however they do it. She's like, you have to come back tomorrow after 9 o'clock. So I was anxious to get it, and I had to wait. And it was like torture waiting until 9 o'clock the next day. That was my point. I don't know. I have no patience. Couldn't write a check.
Dreamcast.
So.
We used to have a Dreamcast podcast where we just talk about Dreamcast.
We have one.
No, I'm talking about like every week we talk about the Dreamcast.
I don't think that'll last very long.
That's all we talk about with Dreamcast. Well, you know what? On Kotaku a couple weeks ago, they had some guy, some art student in France, I think. He had to design like a new product of some kind.
Yeah.
So he designed a Dreamcast 2. And it looks pretty legit, dude. Like, I was looking at it, I was like, that's pretty cool. Like, you know how, like, the Dreamcast has the circle with the triangle?
Yeah.
The very top? Well, he basically made a big triangle. It's shaped like a guitar pick.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it has the little logo on it, and, you know, it just looks pretty cool. And I was just like, I could play that.
Yeah.
I can see myself playing something like that. You know, it's so small, and I couldn't even imagine, like, what they would do.
That's the one thing I liked about it. It's just so small.
Yeah. I don't know. I just remember, like, everybody had no, I don't want to play that because PlayStation 2 is coming out.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember. Do you remember, like, the PlayStation 2 promises?
Yeah, I remember the video of E3, which was a lie.
Yeah.
They were like, you're just going to do this, and it was all this epic. It was like, well, it was like basically what the PlayStation 3 looks like now.
Yes. Yes.
All these explosions and things on the screen. Like, wow, that's going to be awesome. And you get it, like, it doesn't look nothing like that.
They showed, what do you call it, you remember that Final Fantasy movie that came out?
Yeah, that awful movie, Wind Spirits Within?
Something like that, yeah. They showed that as, like, that's gameplay.
Yeah. It's all a lie. Lies.
Yeah.
Although it did have a DVD player built into it. That was kind of cool.
That is true.
You know, I remember using it everywhere I went because no one had a DVD player back then, so it was like we'd rent a movie and I'd have to bring my PlayStation 3.
Uh-huh.
Everywhere for about a year until people started buying their own DVD players.
No, I remember when I did get the Dreamcast and I was talking about it at school and my teacher heard it and he was like, Dreamcast? Psh, I'm going to get myself a PlayStation 3. Dreamcast.
PlayStation 2.
Hurry up.
I'm going to wait to buy a PlayStation 3.
And he's like, he was talking shit about the online play.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, the online play and this and that. So like, who's gonna play online? Like he's like they're talking about how it's the future and this and that. Yeah.
Everybody wants to play online.
Now they do, but back when.
Hello. You cut out. I don't know if you can hear me. So anyway, I'm gonna wrap up the show. Chris has seemed to have gone out, but next week we're going to, I don't know, be better. This is sort of a rush show. So this is Josh from New Jersey, and can't hear Chris at all, but he's Chris from California.
Really?
You're kind of glitching in and out.
That sucks.
So you're in now, but we're going to end the show right here because I think the sound has been going in and out for a while. I don't want to. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. And stop promising the show will get better. This is exactly how the show is going to be.
Nah, I think it'll, when we start, you know, how we used to do the show, when we would look news up and stuff, just this week we kind of rushed to get the show together.
Whatever.
So this is Josh from New Jersey.
Chris.
From somewhere in the country. And we'll be back next week.
Parts unknown.